Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you, and I'm joined with my beautiful wife, Reverend A, this morning.
Good morning.
So glad to see you here.
No, happy to be seen and to be with you.
I'm so happy that you are happy.
I'm happy you're happy. This could go on and on.
This could go on and on. Let's go forward. We're going to be discussing Lesson 91, and thank you, Mighty Companion, for joining us today with our work here in A Course in Miracles Workbook Lessons for the Best Hour episode here on Blog Talk Radio. Today, Lesson 91, Miracles Are Seen in Light. Let's take a good deep breath and join together in a moment of silence before we begin.
Miracles are seen in light. It is important to remember that miracles and vision necessarily go together. This needs repeating and frequent repeating. It is a central idea in your new thought system and the perception which it produces. The miracle is always there. Its presence is not caused by your vision. Its absence is not the result of your failure to see. It is only your awareness of miracles that is affected. You will see them in the light. You will not see them in the dark.
To you, then, light is crucial. While you remain in darkness, the miracle remains unseen. Thus, you are convinced it is not there. This follows from the premises from which the darkness comes. Denial of light leads to failure to perceive it. Failure to perceive light is to perceive darkness. The light is useless to you, then, even though it is there. You cannot use it because its presence is unknown to you, and the seeming reality of the darkness makes the idea of light meaningless.
To be told that what you do not see is there sounds like insanity. It is very difficult to become convinced that it is insanity not to see what is there and to see what is not there instead. You do not doubt that the body eyes can see. You do not doubt the images they show you are reality. Your faith lies in the darkness, not in the light.
How can this be reversed? For you, it is impossible. But you are not alone in this. Your efforts, however little they may be, have strong support. Did you but realize how great this strength, your doubts would vanish. Today, we will devote ourselves to the attempt to let you feel this strength. When you have felt the strength in you, which makes all miracles within your easy reach, you will not doubt. The miracles your sense of weakness hides will leap into awareness as you feel the strength in you.
Three times today, set aside about 10 minutes for a quiet time in which you try to leave your weakness behind. This is accomplished very simply as you instruct yourself that you are not a body. Faith goes to what you want, and you instruct your mind accordingly. Your will remains your teacher, and your will has all the strength to do what it desires. You can escape the body if you wish, if you choose. You can experience the strength in you.
Begin the longer practice periods with this statement of true cause and effect relationships. Miracles are seen in light. The body's eyes do not perceive the light. But I am not a body. What am I?
The question with which this statement ends is needed for our exercises today. What you think you are is a belief to be undone. But what you really are must be revealed to you. The belief you are a body calls for correction, being a mistake. The truth of what you are calls on the strength in you to bring to your awareness what the mistake concealed.
If you are not a body, what are you? You need to be aware of what the Holy Spirit uses to replace the image of a body in your mind. You need to feel something to put your faith in as you lift it from the body. You need a real experience of something else, something more solid and more sure, more worthy of your faith, and really there.
If you are not a body, what are you? Ask this in honesty and then devote several minutes to allowing your mistaken thoughts about your attributes to be corrected and their opposites to take their place. Say, for example, I am not weak, but strong. I am not helpless, but all-powerful. I am not limited, but unlimited. I am not doubtful, but certain. I am not an illusion, but reality. I cannot see in darkness, but in light.
In the second phase of the exercise period, try to experience these truths about yourself. Concentrate particularly on the experience of strength. Remember that all sense of weakness is associated with the belief that you are a body, a belief that is mistaken and deserves no faith. Try to remove your faith from it, if only for a moment. You will become accustomed to keeping faith with the more worthy in you as we go along.
Relax for the rest of the practice period, confident that your efforts, however meager, are fully supported by the strength of God and all God's thoughts. It is from them your strength will come. It is through their strong support that you will feel the strength in you. They are united with you in this practice period in which you share a purpose like their own. Theirs is the light in which you will see miracles because their strength is yours. Their strength becomes your eyes that you may see.
5 or 6 times an hour at reasonably regular intervals, remind yourself that miracles are seen in light. Also, be sure to meet temptation with today's idea. This form would be helpful for this special purpose. Miracles are seen in light. Let me not close my eyes because of this. Miracles are seen in light. And so it is. Let's join together for a brief moment of silence again before we have a short discussion about this lesson. Let's take a good deep breath here. If you are not a body, what are you? Ask this in honesty. Who are you asking it to? Well, this is the practice of the holy instant. As we've learned from the textbook, the holy instant is not an instant in time. The holy instant is an instant in eternity. Timeless. Anytime. Any instant, we turn within and join in union and relationship. Recognize that relationship, recognize that union, and begin the dialogue, the communion, the togetherness, the joining of self with self, with love, with God, with all that is. We return to our natural state of being. And I love this part about, you know, God's thoughts. Relax for the rest of the practice period, confident that your efforts, however meager, are fully supported by the strength of God and all of his thoughts. Well, what are his thoughts? Your brothers and sisters. We are all ideas. We are all a thought in the mind of God. So you are supported by all of the brotherhood, all of the sisterhood, all of the family of love that are beings, thoughts, are beings as God has created us to be, individuations of expressions of love. And as family, we are all supported by each other. All, he doesn't say some, he says all his thoughts.
I particularly love that part too, and I love the teaching that we are so supported by the brother and sisterhood of the all that is, and those who are on this side of the experience as well as on the other side. And so, yeah, throughout that paragraph, it says they and theirs, and it's always capitalized. So the strength of God, we don't rely on our own strength, but the strength of God and God's thoughts, and the thoughts of love, and when we are supported in this way, we can approach this lesson, which this lesson is really giving us a practical application of how to experience the shift from grievances to miracles. And of course, it is seen in light. And so through the practice of the holy instant and the asking of the what am I, we bring forth the light and we show our willingness to clear from our vision, clear, you know, this would be the equivalent of, we've said before, seeing through a glass darkly. It's also been said the scales upon our eyes. It's also the log within your eye, that to remove the grievances from, which are blocking our ability to see in light. And these grievances are the mistaken thoughts about the attributes that we believe are connected with us. So I am not weak, but strong. So this is this opportunity to allow to bubble up within in us as we practice this. You know, what are those grievances? Those grievances I hold about another, those grievances I hold up are really grievances about myself. And to bring up the complaints, or from yesterday's lessons, the problem I see with myself, to bring them up into the light, and then to practice saying, to deny, we are denying. This lesson is about cause and effect. It even says this, you know, we deny the mistaken thoughts about our attributes. We deny them. I am not weak, but strong. And then we claim, we affirm its opposite, the opposite of the mistaken thought of the attributes about self. And so we practice that. This is clearing. This is clearing the misperception that we have, the limitations that we have, the way that we block our vision. These are the grievances. And so this is really a practical application of the lessons that we have been practicing over the last several weeks. Miracles are seen in light. And today it says, this is a central idea in your new thought system. And I just say congratulations on day 91. We're being acknowledged that this is your new thought system.
Yeah.
It's not something we're striving for. It's not, we have chosen, if you have joined us for this long, you've chosen a new thought system.
Yes, you have.
Yeah. And this is a central idea in our new thought system. And then the perception which it produces, the miracle is always there. We talked about this yesterday. It's always there. All that we're bringing is our awareness of the miracles, that we will see them in the light and we will not see them in the dark, period, period, period.
Yeah, a restatement of the intention of the Course is mm-hmm. to remove the obstacles to the awareness of the presence of love.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all this is about. The miracle is love on being expressed, right? And mm-hmm. and we've learned now that it's beyond the grievance. What's beyond the grievance? When we set the grievance aside through our mighty practice of forgiveness, mm-hmm. moving back before we gave judgment,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the grievance is a judgment. So moving back before the grievance is forgiveness. And what's there, we can now begin to see, not with the body's eyes, but through the light of the mind of God, if you will, the light of the mind of Christ. And all of us collectively, as thoughts in the mind of God, are the body of Christ,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
Christ consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
So we are accepting this new language, this new thought system, and we have found a new home. The old patterns of grievances are still with us. The thought system of the ego is still a shadow system that is still with us. But if we've come this far and we've accepted these teachings, we're beginning to emerge as a new being, as a representative of a new way of being, you know, and this is a transformational time to celebrate in the Course in Miracles.
It is. In addition, we're really saying, you know, it's the end of the identification as body.
That's right.
The body is not our home.
Right.
We are not a body. And then the inquiry, what then am I?
Right.
And then the grievances of are truly just unloving thoughts. We deny the unloving thoughts about ourselves and we embrace loving thoughts. That's very
gorgeous.
Simple.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
So much fun and so joyful. As you can see, we begin to lighten up.
Mm-hmm.
Our attitude begins to change. We begin to lighten up. We begin to find joy and laughter in our practice. Mm-hmm. This is not about being serious. Those are seriousnesses of the ego.
Mm-hmm.
So we appreciate you being with us, Mighty Companion. We feel so blessed that you're journeying along in these lessons with us, and we sincerely appreciate your attention and your contribution to this vibration is what's changing the world as we know it today. The world is changing quickly because of this consciousness that we are holding, and you are a part of this consciousness, this new thought system. Even in the study of it, even if you're not quite yet fully aware of what it all is, you know, be gentle with yourself here and congratulate yourself. This is a new day, indeed.
Miracles are seen in light.
And so it is.
And so it is.
Thank you, Mighty Companion, for hanging out with us today. We love you. God bless you. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love.